following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries. From Friday, October 14th, through Thursday, October 20th, 2022. October 14th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the prayer of the Rosary is comprised of the repetition of the same prayer. Yet every prayer is distinct in its recitation. The difference between prayers is the involvement of the heart when the prayer is said. Understand, then, that some prayers are more fervent than others, and therefore more powerful. It is important to pray away from distractions so that grace can consume your heart as you pray. You do not have to concentrate on your many needs as you pray. I know your needs. Sometimes what you think you need is not what you need. I know the difference between your wants and your needs. Leave the decision to me as to what is best for you and for every particular situation. The outcome of your prayers is my divine will for you. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 15th, 2022, the Feast of St. Teresa of Avila. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, make your goal today be advancement in the chambers of our united hearts. Never be satisfied with where you are spiritually. When you grow deeper into these sacred chambers, the world around you is changed as well. Your prayers are more powerful, and the relationships in your life are more Christ-like. It is up to each one of you to decide what you must do to come deeper into our hearts. If you are trying for a deeper relationship with our united hearts, then you will be at peace. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 18 through 20. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before Him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 16th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, once again, I remind you, the path to deep personal holiness is paved with selflessness. The soul who allows himself to be consumed with thoughts of his own personal welfare holds his heart far from me. For such a one, even his prayers are consumed with personal needs and goals. To advance in holiness, allow your hearts to center on the needs of others, on how you can help others, and not so much what you need yourself. This is how my son prayed during his passion, for the welfare of all whom he suffered for, for their conversion of heart and their salvation. Always consider the needs of others ahead of your own, in daily life and in your prayer lives as well. Avoid focusing on how everything affects you. This is selfishness that every soul struggles with. A note is given to read Luke chapter 23, verse 34. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. October 17th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, every present moment is an opportunity to become more holy or less holy according to your choices. Become accustomed to accepting my will in all situations. This requires depth in every virtue. You must be patient enough to see how my will plays out in the long run. This requires trust in my love for you. If you believe in my love for you, then you, at the same time, believe that all things which I permit lead to your salvation. Live in this way, and you will be at peace. You will trust me." A note is given to read Psalm 9, 9 through 10. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Another note is given to read Psalm 11, 6 through 7. On the wicked he will rain coals of fire and brimstone. A scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 18th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "In my eyes, there is no difference between short-term and long-term plans. All needs to be brought under the auspices of my divine will. When you try to plan anything without including me, you will have human error as a partner in your plans. Your decisions will be incomplete and erroneous without inspiration from the Holy Spirit. When you pray about your decisions, they will reflect divine insight and knowledge beyond your own. You will not be so apt to face disappointment. Always allow me to be your partner through prayer. In that way, we will make common decisions together." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 8. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 19th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in order to pray most fervently from your heart, you must first abandon all your petitions to me. Then, with a contrite heart, Seek my forgiveness for all your sins, as my heart remembers them. Only then does my heart open wide to listen to your needs. It is then I can open wide the resources of my paternal heart and let flow all the benefits I desire you to have. Do not doubt any emotion of my heart, but steadfastly stand before me. I desire only the best for each of my children. Be deserving of my best. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 20th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, when in the course of your day you are met with problems and difficulties, depend on the grace that is just around the corner. Never despair of my heavenly hand, which will guide you and lead you. Often these problems exist to earn grace for you and for others. Problems are the way of saving other souls. Grace is a difficult thing to trust in. You can't see it. You cannot place a timeline on it. It all goes back to that one thing, trust. If you know me and you love me, you will be able to trust me. Your trust in me is commensurate with your love of me. When troubles arise, just step back. Take a breath. Then wait to see how I will resolve your difficulties. The more you believe in my love for you, the easier it is to trust. A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You will cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.